Hi, and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Podcast. We're so excited to have you here. This class was recorded live from one of our intimate, magical, and life-changing retreats that we're offering here year-round. We're also offering our 200-hour yoga teacher training this February, and our early bird special is on until October 31st. So grab your mat, get set, and let's flow. Welcome everyone, and thank you for joining us. So sitting up tall on our cushion or block, setting ourselves up to be steady and at ease in our meditation pose, just wiggling the rib cage, perfect timing. Taking your shoulders up to your ears and down the back. Take a nice deep breath in. And exhale, a nice soft sigh from the mouth. Just feeling yourself grounding in. Just looking straight ahead into the jungle, just taking in all of the colors and sights and sensations from this beautiful jungle. And then with your next exhale, closing the eyes and beginning to draw your awareness inside. Taking the next few moments just to scan the body mind, noticing how you feel. Notice if there's any tightness or tension or discomfort in the body or in the mind. Take a moment to relax the belly and to relax all of the muscles of the face. So relax the bottom lip away from the top lip, relax the tongue. Just deepen the breath in and out through the nose. And sending each exhale to any part of our body or mind that's feeling the tension or the tightness, just nourishing ourselves with presence, with awareness, with the breath. Anytime the mind wanders into what's next or revisits what's already happened, see if you can just keep coming back to the breath. This is our main tool to help us anchor in the present moment. This week, I'm super honored that we're all a part of a very special event known as Yoga for Freedom. And Yoga for Freedom is a beautiful organization that brings trauma-informed yoga practices and empowerment tools to sex trafficked women and children in Nepal. So as you bring your awareness into the heart, just take a moment to dedicate your practice to freedom. And we practice these shapes, this asana with our body to cultivate more freedom in our bodies, more freedom in our hearts, more freedom in our minds. And for the benefit of others so that they may be free as well. I'm feeling this intention of freedom. We'll begin in singing three ohms together. Take a nice deep breath in. Joining your hands together in prayer at the heart center. And we'll bow to our heart. Gently releasing the hands, softly opening the eyes, and we'll begin our practice today in a child's pose. So coming onto the knees, sitting deeply onto the heels. Some of us are going to take a cushion between our sit bones and our heels. We can open our knees as wide as the mat and then just begin to walk our fingertips forward, melting the belly between the knees, our forehead or our chin resting to the earth. Beautiful. And let your hips fall a little bit heavier onto your heels and let your forehead or your chin rest all the way to the ground. So if it's not quite reaching the ground, you can take a cushion or beautiful. Walk the fingertips just about an inch forward. And then coming right up onto the itsy bitsy spider fingertips, lift your elbows and hug your shoulder blades together. As you push your fingertips in the earth, see how that helps to melt your sit bones onto your heels. Let's take a few cleansing, nourishing breaths here in Balasana, child's pose. And the face is soft. And with your next exhale, walk your fingertips a little bit deeper forward. Sink your hips a little bit deeper onto the hips. Pose is a gift that you're welcome to offer yourself throughout our practice anytime you need a rest. And let's walk our fingertips all the way over to the right now. The palms of the hands flat on the earth. The left hand can stack over top the right hand as you really root the left sit bone towards the heel. So really stretching and opening the side body. The forehead down. Taking a few conscious breaths, creating space in our side body here. And then gently walking back through center and bringing your hands all the way over to the left, the right hand stacking on top of the right, the left part of me, and the right sit bone rooting down to the earth. So really melt your hips onto your heels as you breathe into the right side body. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, coming all the way back to center. Spread your fingers wide, and we're gonna look up and come onto hands and knees, tucking the toes, the hips over the knees, the shoulders directly over the wrists. Spread your fingers as wide as they'll go. Tuck your toes, spread your toes as wide as they'll go. As you inhale, lift your chin, draw your shoulder blades onto the back, arch the spine, lift the tailbone. And then as you exhale, chin to chest, roll the tailbone down, gaze towards the belly button, round the spine a lot, and then come to the very tip of the fingers, really exaggerating this roundness. Beautiful. Plant the hands. Inhale, look up, arch the spine. This is cat-cow. Lift the chin and then exhale. Curl the tailbone down, waving round the spine. Come all the way to the tips of the fingers. A few more times like this. Inhale to look up and arch the spine. Spread your sit bones wide. And exhale to round. And continue now with your own breath rhythm. Trying to find a union between your movement, your breath, your awareness. Nice soft elbows. Beautiful. Now closing your eyes. Keep your fingers spread wide, your toes tucked, and just begin to move the body in any way that feels inviting for you. So maybe you're drawing circles with your hips or with your belly or with your head. Just moving through those cracks that may be arising. Looking from one tail to the next. And then coming back into a neutral pose, awakening the heart, Anahatasana. Keep the toes tucked. We're gonna walk our hands forward and then gently, hips above the knees, we're gonna melt our heart, maybe our chin or our forehead to the earth. You may experiment with opening your arms a little wider. Beautiful, Katie, lift your bum just a little bit more. Yep, a little bit higher. There we go. Squeeze your shoulder blades together. Maybe your chin can touch the earth and the gaze can look up. Breathe into the heart space. Walk your hands a little bit more forward. Find your breath. Inhale, look up, push into the hands, melt the hips onto the earth for a cobra. Tops of the feet are pushing into the ground, the kneecaps are lifting. The shoulder blades roll down the back, the elbows have a slight bend in them. Spread your fingers wide. And then as the thumb and index finger push into the earth, look up to the sky. And then just begin to roll one shoulder back at a time, bringing the weight onto the right thigh, the left thigh. They call this one the drunken cobra. A little early in the week for that. Just massaging the energy around the spine. Beautiful, guys. Come back to center. Spread the fingers. Pull the kneecaps up. Look up and lengthen. And exhale. We'll take a child's pose. Sit on the heels. Walk the fingertips forward. Maybe you're taking your hands in prayer to the sky. And again, just taking the next few moments to find your breath. Cultivate a relationship with your breath. This will help you find more freedom from anxiety, which is thoughts about the future, or more freedom from depression, which is a fixation on the past. Inhale, walk the hands forward, look up, come back onto hands and knees. Make sure your hands are spread out as wide as the wide can be. The wrists are aligned to the top of the mat. We're gonna come into our first down dog. So tuck your toes, press your hips to the sky, lift your heels as high as they'll go, and then look at your hands. Make sure they're spread wide, wide, wide. Come a little bit higher on the heels, a micro bend of the knees, and jiggle the bum up and down. Beautiful. Look towards the feet now. Take the heel of your right foot, bring it into the arch of the left foot, and then the opposite side. So we're just measuring the distance here. We want our feet hip distance apart. So you can measure the distance by bringing the heel into the arch of the opposite foot. Beautiful. Come high onto the toes again, bend the knees. This time, press your belly button deeply to the thigh to lengthen the spine. So see how that automatically takes the weight off the front of your body. Oh, it's your hips. Belly button to the thigh. There we go. Now lengthen the right thigh back, press into the left hand. And now bend the opposite knee, opposite hand. So take a few moments to walk your dog. I'm gonna give us a lot of alignment cues for down dog. And the idea is just take one or two that can help you in your practice now. We'll get around to the other ones. Come high onto your toes, softly bend the knees, look up between the hands, and then keeping the legs nice and lengthened, one foot at a time, we walk to the top of our mat, look up halfway, and exhale, fold, huh. Take your elbows in your hands and gently sway side to side. Nodding the head, yes, no, maybe so. Beautiful. Maybe you're bending the knees slightly to spread your sit bones open wide and let your head hang heavy so chin falls into the chest. And then let's look at the alignment of the feet. Let's spread our toes as wide as they can go. Imagining that you have those pedicure foam things between your toes. And then look at the arches of your feet. Make sure that they're lifted, not collapsed. And then as you release the hands, softly bend the knees and we'll roll up vertebrae by vertebrae. Nice rounded spine, the head comes last. The arms sweep up, the gaze is up, the hands come into prayer. Remember your intention for our practice today, bringing more freedom into the body, into the mind, and then bring your prayer of freedom into the heart and release. Tadasana, mountain pose. Take your feet hip distance, spread your toes wide, lift the inner arches, and as you softly bend the knees, sink your weight down into the roots of the feet. Lift the heart, take the shoulders back. Inhale, sweep your arms up to the sky, and as you exhale, hinging from the hips, use the whole of the breath to come all the way down. Fingertips to the earth, the shin or the thighs. Inhale to look up and lengthen. Draw the shoulder blades back. Spread your sit bones open and exhale, release. Inhale, halfway lift. Pull the heart forward. Long line, tailbone, crown of head. Exhale, fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen. This time, take the arms wide, root the feet. Exhale here. Inhale, come all the way up, hands in prayer, and exhale down the heart. Tadasana. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, hinge from the hip and fold. Inhale, halfway lift, Ardha Uttanasana. Exhale, fold. Arms wide, root the feet, inhale all the way up, the gaze is up, hands in prayer, and exhale through the heart, Tadasana. So just embodying this flow one last time, inhale, arms up, and exhale, fold, use the whole of the breath. Inhale, look up and lengthen, and exhale, fold. We'll move forward, adding on to a plank. Spread your fingers wide, step the feet all the way to the back of the mat to a top of a push-up. Spread your fingers wide, bring your shoulders right over your wrists, soft elbows as you pull the kneecaps up. The bum is a little bit below the shoulders and the wrists are parallel to the top of the mat. And coming from core strength, look up. We're just gonna pulse forward and back with the breath, keeping the bum nice and steady. So notice if the bum is coming up and down like a plank of wood, just forward and back. Beautiful, guys. Come to center, pull the kneecaps up, bring the knees down, the chest and the chin. They call this Ashtangasana, and it's one variation of coming down to the earth. Look forward, inhale, slide into a cobra, shoulders roll down the back, knees pull up, tops of the feet, spread your fingers, roll the shoulders away from the back, and take a child's pose for three breaths. Maybe the arms are alongside the body or in a prayer. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Look forward, spread your fingers wide like the rays of the sun. Tuck the toes, lift the hips, and then send the weight down the back of the legs, the heels, perhaps moving towards the earth. Roll your shoulders away from the ears. And if weight is coming into the front of the body and this feels like a lot of effort, gently bend the knees a little bit. Press the belly button towards the thighs. Lengthen your spine. Beautiful space here. We're gonna take five full breaths here. We've already taken a few. Relax the shoulders, soften the face. Eventually, this becomes a resting pose, so we use each breath to create more freedom and space in the body. Come high onto the toes. Look up between the hands, softly bend the knees, and we're gonna lightly hop to the top of our mat. Halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Arms wide, spread your toes, spread your fingers, root the feet, inhale all the way up. Arms to the sky. Remember your prayer of freedom. Bring it into your heart and then come into Tadasana. So this is Surya Namaskar A. We're going to cycle through this a few more times just to get this template solid in the body. Choose a drishti or a gaze point, a tree perhaps in the distance. Let a soft smile wash across your face. And here we go. Inhale, sweep the arms up. And exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway lift, Ardha Uttanasana. And exhale, release. Plant the hands, step or jump back. Spread your fingers. Pull the kneecaps up. We're gonna hold here for a few moments to build core strength. Look up so that the neck is in alignment with the spine. Soft elbows. This time, bring the knees down. Zip your elbows into the side body, and then with control, we lower our upper body down all together. Tops of the feet root into the mat, thumb and index finger press into the earth, roll the shoulders back, cobra. Lift the chin, and exhale, release down to the earth. Tuck your toes, press back into a tuck-toe child's pose, and then find your way into our inverted V, downward facing dog, for five breaths. So in this downward dog, how can you create more freedom, more space in the body? How can you stretch and lengthen your back a little bit more? Spread your fingers wide, beautiful jewels. Bring your hands a little bit more forward. Come high onto your toes, bend your knees more, and then belly the thighs. There we go. You feel the difference there? Mm-hmm. Okay, I've lost track of the count. Come high onto your toes. Softly bend the knees, lightly hop, step, or jump, top of the mat, halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Let out a nice little sigh. Beautiful, guys. Soft knees, arms wide. Inhale all the way up. Gather all the love, all the prayer. Bring it into the heart. Smile the face and release. Shake it out a moment. All right, sun salutation, such a beautiful practice to awaken the energy in our body, to awaken the heat in the body. And we use this as a template for our home practice as well. So take your feet hip distance, spread your toes, soften your knees, lift your heart, remember your intention for practice, and we're gonna cycle through two more times. Inhale, arms up, and exhale, fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, step or jump back. Inhale, lengthen, crown of head and heels. The knees can come down, knees, chest, chin, or zip the elbows in, lower halfway, look forward, and then all the way, chest, belly, thighs. Inhale, cobra. Walk your hands right next to your hips now. Press the tops of the feet into the earth. Lift the kneecaps up off the ground, so it's just tops of the feet and the hands. And then pull the heart forward and up. This is our up dog. Exhale, perhaps you can roll over the toes, downward facing dog. Inhale, stretch the spine. Exhale, press the thighs. You can dance your dog. However, you can find more freedom in this pose. Step your feet a little bit closer together. I like to bounce my bum up and down to awaken the body's fascia or connective tissue. Roll the shoulders away from the ears. So we're in a practice of dynamic stillness. So always working with the breath to create space in the body. Come high onto the toes, softly bend the knees, look up between the hands, and lightly hop top of the mat, halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Now take your elbows in the hands here, bend the knees a little bit, and gently bounce the bum up and down. Beautiful. Gently release the hands, arms wide, root the feet, inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands in prayer, ha, release. This time I'm just gonna call out the breath, and the next time you're gonna do it all on your own. Are you excited? Guys look very excited. Okay, spread your toes, soft knees. Remember what you are practicing for. Remember your intention. Here we go, inhale. Exhale. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, step or jump back. Stay here. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lengthen, cobra or up dog. Exhale, down dog. Inhale. Exhale, expand. Inhale, stretch. Exhale, soften. Inhale, roll the shoulders away. Exhale, deepen into the pose. Inhale, lengthen, come high onto the toes. Exhale, hop, step, or jump, top of the mat, halfway lift, and fold. Open the arms wide, root the feet, inhale, come all the way back up, your prayer to the sky, and then quietly bring your prayer into your heart and release into mountain pose. We're gonna do this one on our own, starting together, just to the best of our memory, just of sun salutation A. So choose your gaze point, feel the feet rooted, soften the knees. And here we go. Inhale. And continue. I'm gonna do it with you, so if you're not sure, you can look up. Beautiful, high plank to low plank, up dog to down dog. Gorgeous, everyone. Find your breath. This is your ticket to freedom. Ha. Notice if a lot of weight is coming onto the front body. Bend your knees more. Keep your hands where they were. Just bend your knees more and press the belly to the thigh. Come high onto the toes. Slightly hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Arms wide to the side. Root the feet. Inhale all the way up. And exhale, hands in prayer. So people will say that just that practice that we've done, just a few rounds of sun salutation, is enough to awaken the energy in the body for the day. Bring your fingertips to the earth on either side of your heels now. Sit deeply into your imaginary chair. Hug the belly into the spine, and then as you inhale, take the arms up alongside the ears. So this is Utkatasana, chair pose. Sink a little bit deeper, draw the shoulders down the back, and see if you can smile the face. I have one teacher who calls this one pleasure pose. Do you feel the same way? Sink a little bit deeper, take the arms a little bit higher. Inhale, exhale, hands in prayer and fold. Beautiful. Inhale, look up and lengthen, halfway lift. Exhale, right foot steps back. So setting up our low lunge, fingertips on either side of the ankle, lift the hips up high, lift the back heel high, the knee is right over the ankle. Yes, lift and spread the toes. Pull the heart forward, root the feet, inhale, crescent lunge, arms sweep to the sky. If you feel quite wobbly on the feet, then I just invite you to lift and spread your toes wider, create as wide of a base as you can. Relax the shoulders. Come a little bit deeper into the lunge. Beautiful. Turn the palms of the hands to face each other. Bend your back knee now. Curl the pelvic floor under and extend the arms from that place. Now, keeping this positioning, just press your back leg. Beautiful. Scissoring your hips, we're going to take our right hip forward, our left hip back. So maybe you take your hands to the hip and then take the arms up. Really feeling the stretch to the front of the right thigh. Relax your shoulders. You got this. Inhale, open your heart. And we're going to come into a vinyasa. Plant the hands. Step back to a high push-up. Inhale here. Exhale, elbows zip in, lower halfway. Chest, belly, thighs. Beautiful. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Exhale, down dog. Step the feet together. Inhale, take the right leg up to the sky. Soft elbows, keep your fingers pressing away. And then as you exhale, hug the knee into the chest and step the foot between the hands. Lift and spread the toes. Fingertips on either side of the ankle. Lift your hips up. Pull your heart forward. Root the feet. Inhale, crescent lunge. Arms sweep up. And exhale, we sink into the pose. Beautiful. Lift your back heel up a little bit more, so taking the fold out of the ankle. Now bend the back knee. Curl the pelvic floor under. Lift the heart. Activate the hands, and then press that back thigh. Like there's like a, I always think of an elephant on the back of my leg, although I'm not exactly sure why there's an elephant on the back of my leg. Hug your right hip back, your left hip forward. Relax the shoulders. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, plant the hands. Step into a down dog. Beautiful. Stepping the feet together. Inhale, take the left leg up to the sky. Soft elbows. Activate the foot. And then gently release the leg down. Come high onto the toes, softly bend the knees, lightly hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Bring your fingertips on either side of the ankle, sit deeply into your chair, Utkatasana, root the feet, arms sweep up. Hug the belly in to take the fold out of the low back. Beautiful, guys, sit a little bit deeper, take the arms a little bit higher, and if you can smile, awesome. And if not, awesome. Inhale here, exhale, standing up tall, hands in prayer, and shake it out. Huh. At this point, you may feel some heat arising in the body. Are we getting a little bit of a sweat here. This is part of the purification process. So showing up to challenges to transform them into a higher good. Choose your drishti, your gaze point. Again, fingertips to the earth. Sit back in your chair. Inhale, Utkatasana. Sink a little bit deeper, gorgeous guys. And exhale, hands in prayer, fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen the spine. Exhale, send the right foot to the back of the mat. Lift that back ankle a lot. Fingertips, hips lift, heart lengthens. Inhale, crescent lunge. Sink a little bit deeper into the pose. Relax the shoulders. And again, scissor the hips and really press that elephant on the back of your thigh. Surely it could be something else. I don't know. Extend yourself nice and long. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, you're gonna come into a vinyasa. So step the front foot into a high plank. Exhale to a low plank. Chest, belly, thighs. Inhale to a cobra or an up dog. And exhale to a down dog. Take a moment to dance your dog. Step your feet together. Inhale, sweep your left leg to the sky, just stretching that leg in a three-legged dog, soft elbows. And then exhale, release. Inhale, take your right leg to the sky. Spread and activate your toes, soft elbows. And then exhale, hug the knee in. Step the foot through, preparing for our lunge on our second side. Lift and spread the toes, fingertips, hips lift, heart lengthens. Inhale, arms up. And exhale, sink the pose. Scissor the right hip back, the left hip forward. Press that left leg. Relax the shoulders. Look up to see where your arms are. See if they're where you think they are. Beautiful. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, we're gonna come into a down dog. Plant the hands, step the front foot back. Maybe bounce it out. Come high onto the toes, softly bend the knees, lightly hop or step to the top of the mat, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. And then fingertips on either side of your ankles, sit deeply into the chair, hug the low belly in, Utkatasana, chair pose, pleasure pose. Truth be told, this is one of my least favorite poses in the practice, so sometimes I force myself to show up to the poses that I find overly challenging. So sink a little bit deeper, hug the belly into the spine a little bit more, and then exhale, stand up nice and tall, hands in prayer. Keeping your hands in prayer, look at someone else in the room and just acknowledge their tapas, their effort, their sweat, their fire, their heat, and release. Shake it out a minute. We're gonna go through that one last time. So remember what your intention is for this practice. Finding more freedom in our bodies, more freedom in our minds, freedom in our hearts. Take your feet hip distance. Make sure they're nice and parallel, the inner arches of your feet lifting. And we'll start in chair pose. Bring the fingertips to the earth. Sit back into your chair. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, hands in prayer, fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, right foot steps back. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Inhale, root the front foot, come all the way up. Exhale, sink into the pose. Relax the shoulders, open the heart, press the back leg. Inhale here, open the heart. Exhale, step back to a high push-up. Inhale here, and exhale, lower with control. Chest, belly, thighs. Inhale, cobra, up dog. And exhale, down dog. Step the feet together. Inhale, sweep your left leg to the sky. Beautiful. Awaken the toes. Exhale, release. Right foot, inhale to the sky. Beautiful. Exhale, hug the knee in. Lift the hips, just step the foot through and set up your alignment. Fingertips, Hips lift, heart lengthens, root the foot, inhale, crescent lunge. Beautiful. Relax the shoulders, deepen the pose, and then scissor your right hip back, your left leg forward. So we just want a 90 degree angle here. So look at your knee, look past your knee, and just make sure that all you can see is your big toe. Beautiful. Stretch that back leg back. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, plant the hands. Come to a down dog. And then keeping your toes touching, take your knees as wide as the mat. Sit on the heels. And take the child's pose of your dreams. So maybe there's a prayer to the sky, maybe the arms are alongside the body. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose, and exhale a nice soft sigh. Notice the quality of your breath. Notice if you're holding your breath or if you're breathing with freedom and grace. Enjoy your last three breaths here. And then find your way into a downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Making any adjustments or movements to bring freedom into the body. Relax the shoulders. Beautiful, guys. Come high onto your toes. Softly bend the knees. Lightly hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat, and exhale, fold. Ha. Look up, show peace and love to the world. You're gonna wrap your peace and love fingers around the big toes now, and as you exhale, elbows wide, crown of the head reaching towards the earth, the gaze between the knees, the sit bones pressing open and wide. Let your head hang heavy. Let your face relax. Inhale, look up. I'm gonna shift the weight to the heels and lifting the tops of our feet, we're gonna bring our hands under the feet, Padmasana, stepping all the way to the wrist, look up. And as you fold, exhale, pull the feet up, reach the crown of the head towards the earth. Bend your knees as much as you need to get here. Relax the chin to the chest. There we go. Open your sit bones away from each other. Feel this spreading in the back of the legs. Gorgeous, everyone. Inhale, look up. Take the arms wide. Lifting from the heart, come all the way up. Bring your hands into prayer, down into the center of the heart, and then shake it out, release, Tadasana. Maybe you're taller than me and you can pull that fan. Somehow it's off.
Maybe Hayden.
Oh, maybe Hayden is taller. No drama. Amazing. Right foot. Lift and spread the toes wide, spreading as much space as possible between each toe. And then lift the right heel. Take the foot as far back as you can. And then shift all the weight onto the right foot. Bring your hands to your hips. Choose a tree or a gaze point in the distance. And then just let this left foot just swing free for a moment. So keep your gaze point, spread your toes. Beautiful, guys. And then we're gonna slow down the leg and come into Vrikshasana, tree pose. So keep your gaze straight ahead. The toe can come to the earth, below the knee, or with your hands, you can help bring it above the knee. We just avoid the knee itself. Hands to the hips to make sure our hips are level. Open the knee towards the jungle behind you. Lift the heart, and then if you feel rooted, steady, and balanced, then take your branches and grow them up to the sky. The more you push into your thigh or the earth or whatever the point is, the more you can open your knee and open your hip and open your heart. Beautiful. Let's let the breeze sway through our branches now, staying centered and balanced. Beautiful, guys. Take your arms back up to the sky, and with grace, just gently release and just shake it out. Beautiful. Lift and spread your left toes now. Lift your left heel, draw it back. Shift all the way to the left foot, hands to the hips as your right leg begins to swing back and forth. Choosing your gaze point, just feeling this freedom of energy and movement in the legs now. And then you'll find your tree pose, Vrikshasana. So foot to the earth, below or above the knee, or in a half lotus. But we avoid the knee itself. Open your knees, lift your heart, spread your toes, and if you feel balanced, then as you inhale, root down, rise the arms up. Bring your hands into prayer. Maybe you can do one of these Cleopatra dance movements. You all know the song. Let yourself be a dancing tree. Let your wrists circle in the sky as your branches are discovering the space all around you. Beautiful. Inhale back to the sky and exhale, release it and dance it out. You guys are doing great. A little bit more balance as we find our roots in the earth. So spread your right toe. Lift your right heel, drag it back, shifting all the way to your right foot. Choose your gaze. And we're going to cradle the left knee. So interlace the fingers. Bring the knee into the cradle of the hand. Maybe you're awakening the ankle. And as you lean back, your heart lifts and your knee presses away from you. Beautiful, guys. Take your right hand to your hip. Some of us are going to just hold our knee here. Some of us are going to take peace and love around the big toe. Lift the heart, keeping our spine as long as it can go. We'll lengthen the front heel forward, but only so far as our spine can remain long. Beautiful. Inhale, lift the heel a little bit higher. As we exhale, we're gonna open the leg wide to the side. Maybe your knee is bent. Maybe your right arm is wide for extra balancing support. Maybe your gaze is over to the right. Gorgeous. Maybe you're falling over. All part of the journey. Look forward. Inhale, bring the leg back to center. Activate out through the four corners of the feet. Both hands to the hips. Heart lift. Shoulders back. Smiling face. Keep your leg nice and long, as long as it'll stay up. Gorgeous. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And dance it out. Whew. Come on to the top of the right foot to circle it out. Let's work it. Just redistribute that energy. We've just put a lot of weight onto our right side. And now you know what's coming. Next side. Choose your drishti, and we'll start by stretching the left toes wide from each other. Lift the left heel, drag it back. Shift the weight back. Choose your gaze point, cradle your hands, and take your right knee into the cradle. Push your knee into the hands as you lean back, lift your heart, and awaken the ankle, circling in both directions. take your left hand to your left hip, your peace and love on the right hand around the big toe. Lift your hip, and keeping your spine as long as it can, press the heel forward. Maybe we can extend the leg all the way in front. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, lift your knee or your leg a little bit higher, and exhale, open to the side. Arm can come wide for extra support, and for an extra challenge, we can turn our gaze over to the left. Are you breathing? Beautiful, guys. Inhale, let's come back to center. Activate through the four corners of the feet, hands to the hips, and let's keep it lifted as long as we can. Draw your shoulder blades back. Gorgeous. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Shake it out. Ha. Maybe you're coming onto the top of the left foot. How are we doing? Got a few nods, some thumbs up. Beautiful. Inhale, reach the arms up to the sky. Interlace the hands, choose your gaze point, and then find a balance on the balls of your feet. As you push down through the balls of the feet, see if you can reach a little bit higher. We're gonna open the feet now as wide as the mat, the heels coming in. And then as we exhale, let's bring our hands into prayer, stay lifted on our toes, and then like we're sliding down a merry-go-round pole at the center of our being, we'll come down into Malasana squat pose. Beautiful. The feet can come flat or the heels can be lifted. We can bring blocks under our heels if we need. The elbows are pressing the knees open as our heart lifts. So it's a hip opener. We want to keep our spine nice and long. Maybe you want to swish your hips side to side a little bit. Katie, can you take your feet a little wider? I wonder. Sure. Can you soften your face a little and find your breath? Close your eyes for the next few moments as you really feel into how this pose is activating in your body. Feel how this pose is helping to bring a little bit more space and freedom to your moment. Beautiful, guys. Gently open the eyes. Bring the hands behind you to lower your sit bones onto the earth and hug your arms around your knees. Bring your forehead to the knees and let your toes float. So make yourself into a round little ball. Just giving yourself full love, full compassion, full support right now. Let your feet be nice and soft, your forehead touching your knees. Inhale, look up. Again, we're gonna show peace and love to the world. This is one of the reasons we practice yoga, to show peace and love to ourselves and then the world. Bring your fingers around your big toes, roll the shoulders back, and then slowly press the heels and the legs long, radiating from the navel. Hug the belly into the spine, draw the shoulders back, and find your breath. So we're in a variation of Navasana boat pose. Hug the belly in, lift the heart. Inhale here, activate through the feet, and as you exhale, we're gonna open the legs wide in a straddle, keeping our arms, our heart nice and lifted, our shoulders drawing back. Inhale, draw the legs back together. And as you exhale, you can bring your hands to the earth behind you, fingertips to the top of the mat, the thighs behind you. Maybe you're bending your knees so that the shins are parallel to the earth. So take whichever variation of Navasana brings you to your edge. So if you're in the full expression, the legs are nice and lengthened, the body looks like a V, the arms are alongside. Maybe you can even widen your boat, lifting the heart. gorgeous, guys. Crisscross the feet. Bring your hands on either side of your hips. Lift your hips and just jiggle your hips side to side. We're gonna come up into one more Navasana. Now sitting on the heels, hands behind you, shift the weight to the sit bones, and then take your legs either with a bend or nice and long boat pose. Hug the belly in. Lift the heart. Beautiful. Exhale, we're gonna release, crisscross. Take the hands, press them into the earth, swish your hips side to side. And then we're gonna gently release, bring our hands forward, roll over our knees, and come back into a downward facing dog. Stretch, stretch, stretch your spine long. Spread your fingers. Take your feet together. Inhale, sweep your right leg to the sky. As you exhale, we're gonna hug the knee into the heart. Bring the shoulders over the wrist. Keep the knee lifted, and then we'll take the knee behind the right wrist, the back knee down to the earth, and walk your hands next to your hips. So you can tuck your toe and take your back leg back a little. Now some of us are gonna have a block handy to put under our hip or a cushion. Take your shoulders back, lift the heart. We'll take a gentle back bend here. Root the back knee into the earth. Hug the energy forward towards your front foot. Lift the heart up. And then as you exhale, we're slowly gonna walk the hands forward. Take the right hand to the flesh of the right sit bone. Take it away and come onto the earth, a block or a shin. Your back leg can come back a little bit more, and then walking onto the forearms, stacked fists or a cushion. Maybe the front foot wants to wiggle more towards the top of the mat. So eventually from the ankle to the knee is parallel to the top of the mat. And this being one of my favorite poses and such a powerful hip opener, we're gonna stay here for a few breaths. So find your edge in this pose. Find that balance between effort and ease. And create freedom in your hips through your breath. Relax all the muscles of the face. And just slow down the breath so that every exhale is slightly longer than the one that came before it. We can relax the top of the foot onto the mat. And now that we've created some more space in the body through this longer hold, I just invite you to come a little bit deeper into the pose. So maybe the hands walk a little bit more deeply forward, or the foot wiggles towards the top of the mat, or maybe the hip opens a little bit wider. We're gonna take 5 more beautiful breaths here. If there's another variation that you're working with, go for it. Gently walk yourself back to an upright. Tuck your back toe, hug your back knee in, root into the hands, and then lifting the knee, we're gonna come into a child's pose. And just notice the difference side to side. Again, find your breath. Thank you. Do you guys feel the difference? Yeah. So let's balance it out on our second side. So come into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Stepping your feet together, inhale the left leg to the sky. Soft elbows as you exhale, hug the knee into the chest, and then take the knee behind the left wrist, walking your hands back on either side of your hips. The back knee is rooted, the back toes are tucked, the shoulders come back, so the shoulder blades are hugging toward each other. The heart lifts, the gaze is up for a little back bend here, just to open the psoas, the hip flexor muscles, the front of the right thigh. Find a quality of ease with the breath. Open the heart, a little deeper back bend here. And now as you exhale, let's begin the journey down towards the earth. So my left hand releasing the flesh from my left sit bones, coming onto forearms, stack fist, forehead, block. Taking a few moments to wiggle around and then find your breath. Cultivating deep listening in the body. Letting each exhale be slightly longer than the one that came before. Allowing ourselves to move a little bit more deeply into the pose now. So into this space that we've just freed up through our breath, through this long hold. Maybe walk your fingertips forward or wiggle the foot a little bit more towards the top of the mat. Whatever variation brings you deeper into your edge, deeper into the space that we've created through our breath and our awareness. I'm going to say five last awesome flowing breaths here. If you're feeling blessed, maybe turn the palms of your hands to face up, receiving blessings. An upright. This time we'll walk our hands over to the left, rolling over left sit bone and coming into a butterfly pose. Our feet, the bases of our feet are touching. The flesh comes away from the sit bone, and if we find it more easeful to bring a block or a cushion, we're welcome. Interlace your hands below your feet. Lift the heart, lean back. So a little back bend before we flow down. Choose your gaze point, and then as you exhale, lead with this blessed heart of yours into a forward fold. The elbows are either pressing the inner knees open, the hands can be walking forward, or some of you might like to interlace the hands behind the back. Look up to lengthen the spine, and then as you exhale, take your interlaced bunny ears up to the sky.
deepen your breath. Your chin can come to your chest and your spine can round now a little bit as you let yourself fall with gravity a little bit heavier towards the earth.
So much sorrow and pain, but still I will not give in vain.
And gently release your hands to the earth, and as you inhale, help yourself all the way back to an upright. Hands out outside of the knees. Hug your knees back in together. Hugging around your knees, come to the back edge of the sit bones. Lift the heart, float the toes, forehead to the knees. Inhale, look up. Peace and love, wrap around the big toes, shoulders roll down the back and press the heels, lengthen the legs, hug the belly in towards the spine. Beautiful. Exhale, open the legs wide in a straddle. Press out through the four corners of both feet, hands come to the earth and lower yourself into a wide-legged straddle pose with control. Gorgeous. Flesh away from the sit bones. Flesh away from the thigh bones. A cushion or a block if we need. Fingertips to the earth. Root your heels down into the earth now. Hug your toes towards your belly button. Lift your heart. Take your shoulders back. Inhale here. If this is as deep as you can go today, awesome. Otherwise, we're going to lead with the heart, keeping our spine nice and long, our heels rooted, our toes lifted. Maybe we can come onto the forearms or stacked fists. Maybe we can come all the way down and hold our big toes. Wherever you are, you're gonna find your edge. Keep your spine nice and long and close your eyes. So Hayden, can you bring that block to the inside of your legs? Yeah. And maybe you can slide to the edge of your block. Yes. Keep drawing your toes in. Beautiful. Bring your block even more forward. Your front block, yeah. Walk it more forward towards the toes. Yeah, more. You stay. Oh, okay. Well, then that's another story. Same story, but different. So wherever you are, I want to invite you to close your eyes and just listen. What is the edge of this feeling of freedom in your body? We all know what it feels like to enjoy this flexibility that we're cultivating. How do you feel when your body has more freedom in it, more space in it? We're gonna take five more beautiful breaths here. Allow yourself to deepen into the pose if you feel that you've created space. If you want to explore around between the feet, you're welcome. We're gonna come onto the back next. That might be good for you. Gently walk your fingertips back to an upright. Bring your hands behind you. And as you shift the weight to the back hands, just gently draw your legs together. Shake them out. Take your feet flat on the earth, hip distance apart. Bring your arms up like in that Navasana and using your core strength, lower all the way to the earth. Lift your hips, come nice flat on the back, and then bring your fingertips to touch your ankles. spread your toes wide. Coming up into Setu Bandhasana bridge pose. So rooting into the feet. Inhale, curl the pelvic floor, curl the hips all the way up to the sky. Rock your shoulders underneath your back. Press your hips a little bit higher. Find your breath. Beautiful. Now come on to the very tips of your toes. Press your hips a little bit higher. Rock your shoulders underneath your back a little bit deeper. Maybe you're interlacing your hands, or maybe you're holding your heels. Keeping your upper body exactly like it is, just lower your heels down. Keep pressing your hips up. Beautiful. We're gonna gently roll down vertebrae by vertebrae, taking the bases of our feet to touch, our knees opening like the pages of a book, one hand to our belly, one hand to our heart, and just feel the rhythm of the breath and the heart. Those of us who are feeling we need more rest than energizing will stay in this pose. For those of us who practice full wheel, we can come into that, coming onto our head first and then pressing up. And for those of us who are newer to yoga, let's come up again into Setu Bandhasana bridge pose. Fingertips to the ankles, root the feet into the earth, pressing the hips up to the sky, draw the shoulders underneath the back. Beautiful. Push your feet into the earth. Press your hips up. Rock your shoulders underneath. You can come onto the balls of your toes to lift your hips higher. Rock your shoulders underneath. There we go. If you're in the full wheel, see if you can make sure that your feet are parallel and your knees are energetically hugging toward each other. Now, whenever you're ready, chin to chest to come into our resting pose, or stay up here for another breath or two, lengthening your heart towards the jungle behind you. Beautiful. Press your hips up and then gently roll back down, the feet pressing into each other, the knees opening wide. This time you can take your elbows over your head or heart and belly, your choice. Close your eyes. One of my favorite grounding hip and heart opening poses. And I'll often, when I come to a yoga class, if I'm waiting around for the class to start, I'll just ground down with this pose just to begin to create the opening in my body. So just notice how you feel here. Notice if you're feeling a little bit more freedom here now than when we started. Breathe freedom into your hips and hip flexors, your glutes. Breathe space and freedom into your heart. We'll take five more beautiful breaths here. Take the hands to the outer edges of the knees and bring the knees to the sky. Take your arms alongside the shoulders in a T. Bring your hips over to the right edge of your mat Hug your knees into the chest, and then take your knees and roll them all the way over to the left. The gaze is to the sky for now as we adjust the spine so that the right and left shoulder blade are both on the earth, and then turn your head and gaze to the right. And so variations, we have the option to bring a cushion between our knees or to take it deeper, we'll take the top leg and eagle leg, we'll wrap it around our bottom leg. You can walk your right fingertips a little bit deeper to the right. Turn your gaze over there to the right. Some of us might take our left hand on top of our knees just to encourage them down towards the earth. And again, as you close your eyes and soften your face, tune into the breath. Exploring how the breath can help us create freedom in the body. Notice if there's any impatience or frustration arising. Just come back to the breath. I'm going to take five more here. Turn the head and gaze up to the sky. Gently roll onto the back, hugging the knees into the chest. You might like to gently rock side to side or forward and back. Just massaging along the spine. And then come into stillness here, hugging your knees into your chest, Apanasana. Wind relieving pose, letting your knees come out into the elbow pits, your hands, your right hand holding your left wrist. And gently release, open the arms alongside the shoulders. Bring the hips, bring the feet to the earth, the hips over to the left edge of the mat, hug the knees in, and then take the knees all the way up and over to the right, adjusting your shoulder blades on the mat, turning the head and gaze, if it's available to us, to the left, a cushion or a block between our knees, or perhaps you are spiraling, eagle legging your top leg around your bottom leg. And then once you've found your edge, I invite you to close your eyes and listen to the body. So turn your palm face down, let your feet relax on the ground, let your feet relax. So take this hand over top of your knees. Yeah, you can even bring a block underneath the bed. Walk your left fingers a little bit deeper to the left. Five more breaths. turn your head and gaze back to center. Hug your knees into the chest, releasing the bind. Gently rocking side to side. And stick your feet all the way up to the sky now, big toes touching. And take the hands up to the sky, the wrists over the shoulders flat on the earth. And then dying cockroach style, just shake out the legs, shake out the arms. 10 seconds, 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4. And then find stillness here, big toes touching. If it's requiring a lot of effort to keep your legs up, you can just bend your legs in towards your chest a little bit more. So we're gonna take 10 breaths here with our legs up the wall, Viparita Karani, beautiful inversion pose. Just sending anything left to be purified back through the fire of our Manipura chakra, of our inner fire center. Let's activate the four corners of the feet, activate the fingers, inhale here, and exhale our legs open into a straddle, lifting the head, gaze, and hands through the big smile of our legs, knocking over bottles perhaps, taking up space. Keep these feet activated, the toes drawing in towards your hips, and then release the head back to the earth, the hands back to the sky, and then draw the legs back up. And then as you energize fingers and toes, use your core muscles to lower your legs to the earth with control, your arms up above your head with control. Beautiful, guys. Interlace your fingers. Point your toes. And then as you inhale, we're gonna squeeze everything. So lengthen your body, squeeze your toes. Squeeze your butt cheeks, squeeze your shoulder blades together, squeeze any last tension out of the body, and exhale, release. Ha. Two more times like this. Inhale, point and squeeze, stretch your hands, stretch everything, and exhale, release. Ha. Last one. Point your toes, squeeze your knees, squeeze your butt cheeks, squeeze your shoulder blades, squeeze everything, and exhale, release. Ha. Open your legs wide as the mat. Take your arms alongside the body, palms facing up. Some of us might take a cushion under our head or our knees. And welcome to our final resting pose of Shavasana. In this pose, we integrate all of the space that we've opened and created, integrating these feelings of peace and freedom into our being, into the cellular level of our being, so that we can bring these qualities with us moving forward. action. The nature of human existence is action. Allow your actions to be inwardly prompted by the heart. Through this practice, you infuse your doing with your being and immerse your whole self into all that you do. Become aware of over-identifying with your doing, knowing that what you do doesn't make you. It can never complete you. It cannot add anything to you, and it cannot take anything away from you. Recognize instead the frequency you are allowing yourself to live within. Asking yourself, am I extending love through what I do? Am I giving freedom to each and every being, wanting only for them to experience greater joy? Action, when infused with love, can only produce more of the same. Love. From the Little Wings Book of Guidance. Holding stillness in our body, let's take 5 conscious breaths back into our being. Gently rolling over onto one side. You can awaken the fingers and the toes first. And then holding the stillness, keeping our eyes soft or closed, staying mindful through the transition, we find our way into a meditation pose. Taking a few moments to scan the body and the mind and just marinate in the feeling. And take a moment to revisit your intention for our practice this morning. Your awareness to the heart center. Take a few moments to invite in the feeling of gratitude for this opportunity to be practicing here and now. Gratitude to be sharing our practice for the empowerment and education of others. For this contribution that we're making for Yoga for Freedom today. Gratitude to yourself for showing up to the challenge of presence and practice. And we're going to close singing Om three times, followed by Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi, Om. So Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi, this is peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the spirit. Practice continue to bring us more freedom in the body, freedom in the mind, freedom in the heart, and may our practice be of benefit to all beings so that we may all be peaceful and free. Namaste. Thank you so much for your practice and presence today. We hope you've enjoyed practicing with us here in the jungle. You can find more about our retreats and teacher trainings online at pureflow.yoga. You can also visit us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you feel inspired, please leave us a review. Tell the world how much you love us. Help us spread the love. See you next time.